what we're going to do this week, God willing, is to try to understand the special chiddush of Matanos Avyonim regarding money that's consecrated for a particular purpose that needs to be put into what I call that lockbox, that halachic lockbox, to that end. And the question is, well, is Matanos Avyonim really unique? Or is it not unique at all? So to appreciate that, Mark, what would we have to do to figure out whether Matanos Avyonim is unique? We'd obviously have to learn something about Matanos Avyonim, but what else would we really have to do? What would be equally important?
To understand if Matanos Avyonim is unique to Purim or unique in general.
Right, okay, and that what would be the way to figure out what the... What's the best way to figure out in terms of this notion that Matanos Avyonim has a special din for allocation of funds? How would we go about assaying that question?
Well, we would certainly look for other references to it, and in other situations where it's been applied, ideally in a Tanakh context.
I agree. I think that
that's not the answer you're looking for.
No, I think that's all true. I just think that we need to look at tzedakah in general. Right? You need to look at tzedakos in general to figure out is that what discretion is there ex post facto. In other words, let's say contributions have been made, can they be switched? Is Matanos Avyonim really unique in that regard? So let's begin with the Gemara and Bava Basra. They're like 4 or 5 really important Gemaras here, so this week we'll do the 3 most important, and then we'll just quickly look at the 4th. So the Gemara Bava Basra says, Tam choy bechol yom, kupa me erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. Tam choy le'aniye olam, kupa le'aniye ha'ir. So the Gemara Bava Basra, this is the locus classicus within Chazal for dinei tzedakah. And the Gemara in Bava Basra says that the Tamchoy is every single day. There's a collection taken up every single day for Aniye Olam, for anybody who passes through the municipality who is indigent. And that's the basic difference between Tamchoy, again, collection every day, and it's distributed to Aniye Olam, versus the Kupa, which is a weekly collection. And it's, again, May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Why would it be distributed, Mark, specifically on Erev Shabbos?
Because obviously you would want people to have the necessary funds to be Oneg Shabbat.
Right, so that what we're seeing, really, is... Welcome back, Jacob. You there? Jacob, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Dove is to your left. Dr. Gribitz is to your right. Michael is behind you. No, and Mark is... Mark is in the computer in Warsaw, and I'm in the Jewish Center. Okay. Okay. So we just started off, Jacob, talking about the Tamchoy versus the Kupa. The Tamchoy is a collection taken up every single day for any poor person who passes through a town. The Kupa is a municipal fund, and that's reserved for the Aniye Ha'ir. Remember, Im Kesef, Talve Es Hami, Es Ha'ani Imach, Aniye Ircha, Kod Min La Aniye Irachares. So the Kupa is distributed before Shabbos. So... Gentlemen, today I can say gentlemen, Rabosai, we know really that there's a special din of tzedakah tied to yantif. I think we've been talking about with, that yantif itself implies taking care of those who would otherwise do without. And here we see that even Shabbos appears to be part of this construct in the Gemara, right? It's not an accident. It's not May Tuesday la Tuesday. It's May Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Okay, that's just an important point. Urishayim b'nei ha'ir lasos kupa tamchoy v'tamchoy kupa ulishanosa l'chol mashi yirtzu. The b'nei ha'ir, right, the residents of this city, Shaila, what defines a resident of the city? Doesn't mean anybody who's found in the city at that time, right? That's a topic in its own right. What is the definition of one of the B'nai Ha'ir, but that's not our topic for now. What are the B'nai Ha'ir permitted to do, Mark, according to the letter of the law in the Gemara? What can they do? What Rishus do they have?
It's a little hard for me to read here. Hang on a second.
Okay, but Dr. Gribitz said it. Dr. Gribitz jumped in, and he said they're allowed to change it. They can change the Kupa to a Tamchoy, the Tamchoy to a Kupa, and then there's this amazing line, Ulishanosa L'chol Masha Yirtzu. And they have such discretion that they can change it to whatever they will. right? Whatever they will. So if money has been raised for the Koopa, can they say, you know, let's go on a civic outing to the Yankee game? Or does it have to be something of a mitzvah? Or does it have to be not just any mitzvah, but something that relates to
tzedakah,
right? That, okay, to Koopa, to a Tamchoy, Tamchoy, to a Koopa. It's a leap for sure, because it's not the same recipients. Because one is for Aniyei Olam, one is for Aniyei Ha'ir. And one is really for Shabbos, and one is for daily sustenance. So I agree that there are two very important distinctions in the Gemara. But just because you can change intra-tzedakah doesn't mean you can change from tzedakah to anything else. But we do have to admit that, and this was something which deeply intrigued the Baalei Tosfos, we would have to be honest and admit Lashanosa L'chom Ashayirtsu sounds very permissive. It does. Now, that's the first Gemara. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. Again, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Ches through Daf Yud, is the locus classicus in Shas for Dinei Tzedakah. Okay? That's source number one. Source number two, the Gemara in Erchin, Arachin, Vavamid Beis. Tanya Kavase de Rava, a Braisa in accordance with Shitas Rava. Neder Tzedakah ve'ein Hekdesh Tzedakah. So Tzedakah bears halachic properties of Neder, but not halachic properties of Hekdesh. So the Gemara immediately says, "My Ka'amar, what do you mean? Tzedakah is Tzedakah, a Neder is a Neder, Hekdesh is Hekdesh. Lo neder velo hekdesh tzedakah. Tzedakah is not, right, either neder or hekdesh. Elalab hachi ka'amar. Tzedakah harei hi bebal te'acher ve'eina kehekdesh." Okay, that tzedakah bears one halachic similarity to neder, namely, it's subject to the din bal te'acher. Okay, so Jacob, what's the din bal te'acher as we know it from neder?
You're not allowed to let it go more than $3.
Right, exactly. That there's a time limit.
You have to pay it.
Right, exactly. So that you have to pay it by either Yud Beis Chodesh or Shalosh Regalim. Okay, that's a discussion, the first parak of...
I'm going to have to put down the phone for a second because I'm going through Secret Service, yeah.
Okay. So, what, they've got an issue with the Chabura? Okay. If anything, they should be happy. We just said people have to pay their pledges. Okay. Mark, are you still the treasurer here? What's your din at the Jewish Center?
No. I was the assistant treasurer.
Uh huh.
And I never graduated. They understood that I don't know how to count money.
Uh-huh, okay. So this doesn't help you either, I was going to say. If a person here is like a treasurer at the shul or something, then that's a good thing. You have to know. I told this to Barbara Rice. I was teaching her this Gemara. The Gemara is based in Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav. It says, "Motzas fasecha tishmor ve'asisa kasher nadarto l'shem lokecha nidava." So... The Gemara darshins, based on a series of psukim there, that tzedakah is part of the din of Baal Te'achar. So a person makes a contribution to a shul, they're halachically bound by it. She was very good. Barbara Rice is the executive director of Spanish Portuguese Synagogue. Okay, but this doesn't help, okay? But tzedakah hi harehi bebaal te'achar. So in other words, it's not a din neder, but it shares a similar property to a neder. Ve'ena kehekdesh de'ilu hekdesh aser li'ishtamu shebei. Hekdesh is aser to derive any usage from. Ve'ilu tzedakah shari li'ishtamu shebei. But tzedakah you're allowed to use. Now, what in the world does that mean? Does that mean I can go into the tzedakah box and start taking things out? Chas v'shalom. What do they mean that tzedakah shari l'ishtamushi bay? But the Gemara is just so fascinating. You know, we salivate over Gemaras like these, where we're saying, like this triangle. Tzedakah, neder, hekdesh. Tzedakah, neder are part of the din bal te'acher. Hekdesh, aser l'ishtamushi bay. That's a din mi'ila. Okay. But tzedakah you can. So the Gemara will explain, and then we'll really learn it when it comes to the Rambam. Okay, Jacob, you back with us?
No, okay. Hello?
Yeah, are you back with us?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, great.
Apologize.
No problem. Okay, so Amar Rav Kahana, Amri Salash Maisa Kami the Rav Zvid Minahar Du'a. So Rav Kahana said, I learned this, I said this over in front of Rav Zvid in Nahar Du'a. Naharda is one of the few places where people are not joining the Chabura from this morning. So Amar Asan Hachi Masni Sula Anan Hachi Masni Nanla. That's how you learn it. This is how we learn it over here in these parts. Amar Nachna Rabbu Amar Rav HaOmer Sela Zola Tzedakah. Somebody who says this Sela, this coin, is for Tzedakah. Mutar Lishanosa. Okay. You are permitted to divert it. Mutar l'shanosa. Now, this is reminiscent of which Gemara that we saw?
The top Gemara in Baba Basra that says, l'shanata l'kol masha yirtu.
Right, so, but Mark, what's the difference? You just said it correctly.
There it said you're allowed to change it. Up on top it says masha yirtu.
Right, to anything. Right, l'chol masha yirtu. Here it's just mutar l'shanosa. That's an important difference. Again, when we get to the Bali Tosos, you'll be more sensitive to that. But bein la'atzmo, bein la'acher, for yourself or for another person. Bein amar aloi, bein amar harezo. So when you say something is aloi, that's a form of neder. Harezo is generally a formulation associated with nedava. Okay, not our topic for now. Tanu Rabbanan. Rabbis taught in the Braisa, Sela zo litzdaka. If you say this Sela is litzdaka, right, the same case as Rav. Rav said mutar l'shanosa ad shelo basa liad gabai. Mutar l'shanosa. The Gemara refines its position. Saying Sela zo litzdaka does allow a certain flexibility, but only until when? What's the critical point?
When you're in the process of handing it over to the person who is the manager of the money.
Good. Mishaba saliad gabai asr l'shanosa. But once it reaches the gabai, asr l'shanosa.
So you can't put it into the tin cup and then take it out. That's basically what that says.
Presumably, if that's the functional equivalent of gabai, right? Now, Mark, what immediate question should we have based on the Gemara Baba Basra? If the critical time point, if the critical line of demarcation is, right, the Yad Gabai, or you want to say the tin cup, whatever it is, so what's the Shaila? What's the Kasha? Sestira.
I mean, you can see there's potentially one, but I don't see a necessarily inconsistency. You know, it doesn't seem to suggest that there are any limitations in the Baba Basra section.
Right, but again, Baba Basra, it says explicitly that once it's become a kupa, you can still change it to...
Right, you can still change it to something else.
Correct. So then, how does that comport with this Gemara and Erchin? It's a kasha to Bali Atosus. It's kasha.
But it could also be, it didn't say you put it in the kupa. It could have been you designated it for the kupa.
Well, let's say, kipshuto, it's the kupa. The kupa is the kupa, it's in the kupa, then they want to change it to the tamchoy, or mutar l'shanos l'chol masha yirtu. So again, that's a kasha. Okay? Dov?
Well, the kupa and the tamchoy are special things, right, that are regular collections that have certain properties to them, and there's no reason to think that people who put money into those don't understand that they can be intermingled, right, freely. Whereas, that's just the nature of them. And whereas... In this case, once it gets put into it's a one-off tzedakah piece. So once it gets given to the gabbai, it's given to the gabbai, and that's the end.
Okay, so Baruch Shekivanta, when we see Rabbeinu Tam will say something very similar. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam felt about it. Not everybody agreed with Rabbeinu Tam about that, but there's something to be said. So anyway, the Gemara challenges not on the basis of Baba Basra, but on the basis of a Maisa Shahaya. So Eni, the Gemara says, is that really so? That the critical... The Rubicon, when it comes to diverting consecrated funds for tzedakah, is Misha'a Higia Liad Gabai. Is that really the case? Ini Rabbi Yanai, who was one of the Amoraim, but also a Gabai tzedakah, Yosef Upara, that Rabbi Yanai would often take money out of the kupa shel tzedakah. Again, he was a tzedakah manager for his own purposes, and then pay it back at a later date. So, if the halacha is that once it reaches Yad Gabai, Aser Lishanosa, which is what the Gemara in Erechin said, how did Rabbi Yanai do that? He shouldn't have been able to take out the money for his own purposes. Dr. Gribitz is nodding saying that sounds fishy.
I was going to say, as a chairman of an audit committee, you would you would fire that person immediately for lack of corporate controls.
So Rabbi Yannai, so shiny Rabbi Yannai, the Gemara says it was all part of a ploy. Denicha lehu la'aniyim, that he was actually doing this to raise extra money for the aniyim. Dechama demashi, right, that the longer he would delay repaying his personal loan to the tzedakah box, ma'ashi umaisi lehu, that he would be able to raise more money for the aniyim. In other words, like this. Let's say there are $100 in the tzedakah fund. And he said, okay, I'm taking that for myself.
He had a good defense attorney.
The Talmud Bavli. So it went like this. So let's say there was $100 that had been contributed to Rabbi Yannai's discretionary fund. Wonderful. So Rabbi Yannai says, okay, he writes it down in the ledger. He says, I took a loan of $100 in the discretionary fund. Then he calls up all the rich balabatim and says, there's no money in the discretionary fund. Give something now. And the Gemara says that's what he would do. That's what the Gemara means. So that he would all end up having $200 for the aniyim. So the Gemara says, Yes, really the halacha is once the money reaches the gabbai, end of story. We have a kashim from Baba Basra we'll have to solve later. However, if you can do something to benefit the aniyim from that point on, so then maybe you're allowed to divert the funds. So Mark, think of a contemporary example of once money has been raised, okay? Think of a contemporary example based on I wish Simon was here for this, but that according to the letter of this Gemara, you'd have to see how the Rishonim learn it and the Poskim paskin it, but a specter which is raised by this Gemara, an obvious specter that even once the tzedakah is given, if you can use that money to the benefit of the aniyim, what might you then be allowed to do, even once the tzedakah is given? If you had a guarantee, you'd be able to invest that money, right? If you could bring back more to the aniyim. Now, of course, there'd have to be strong controls. In this case, Rabbi Yannai was rightly certain that he could get more. I mean, maybe the first time he tried, he didn't know. But there's a certain risk here, because presumably, right, they might not get more. But anyway, this raises this...
It's really a risk if he's going to return it.
But, again, he didn't. You could have argued that, and when we get to the Rambam, that he didn't have the right to delay for even 6 hours. If he could have distributed then... Right.
And then the fact that he's able to get more doesn't matter.
Right. So, exactly. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, is that he has that flexibility because he says you're allowed to short-term, long-term this, right? That you're allowed to take into account. Well, if I could take the money out now and get more by tomorrow, maybe I can do that.
Yeah, I don't understand where the fact that he's going to use this as a fundraising technique is relevant. That shouldn't make a difference. And that's...
It's not just a question of returning it. It's a question of benefiting the aniyim.
Typical street, beggar will never let there be too much money in the cup because then people will think he's getting a lot. So he always takes out a lot and just leaves a few coins there.
That's a good point. I never thought about that, Mark. How did you know that?
I had a rough early life.
It's a good point. Okay.
It just seems to me there are a lot of more transparent ways of encouraging people to give more tzedakah rather than taking it for yourself and saying, I'm just using this as a way to get more tzedakah.
I agree. It sounds risky, doesn't it?
And the second challenge I have with that, which may have already been alluded to already, is you're delaying getting the money to the people who need it also, which could in itself present a problem.
Good. When we get to the Rambam, we'll see that appears to be an issue. But, okay, so...
How do we know we return the money?
Yosef Upara. Yosef means he loaned, Upara means he paid back. But not necessarily immediately. So Lechora, we have two questions. First of all, once the money has reached the hands of the Gabbai, you have the Gemara and Baba Basra problem. How do they switch the Kupa to the Tamchoy, Lechanos, Lechol Masha Yirtu? So we have a question is, what are the parameters of Lechol Masha Yirtu? One, Lechol Masha Yirtu. Second is, how are you ever allowed, Mishay Giel Yad Gabbai, to switch it, again, the Baba Basra problem, one, and two, the Rabbi Yanai problem, okay? So we're just keeping track here. So to go a little bit further, the now we're going to deal with shul donations, explicit Gemara. So the Gemara says the following, Tanu Rabbanan, Yisrael Shehis Nadev Menorah Oner LeBeis HaKnesses, a Jewish person that made a donation to the Beis HaKnesses, let's say it was a candelabra. Oser Lishanosa, right, you don't have the right to divert it to something else, either to sell it for the money and then to reinvest in the shul, or to use it for something else. Sava Reb Chiya Bar Abba Lemeimar, Reb Chiya Bar Abba initially thought Lo Shna L'Dvar Hashus V'Lo Shna L'Dvar Mitzvah. You can't change it even for purposes of a mitzvah. Take a look down at Rabbeinu Gershom. Dov, you want to take that for us? What does Rabbeinu Gershom say? Lo Shna L'Dvar Mitzvah, which is shocking, right? That you would think that, okay, like, look. Let's say Dr. Gribitz got taken captive and we needed to redeem him. So Mark, I would have no problem. Let's say Mark contributed his childhood baseball card collection to the shul. For the youth department. So I would have no problem selling it on the spot so I could go redeem Dr. Gribitz.
Thank you.
But don't thank me too soon, because the Gemara seems to imply that that wouldn't be allowed.
Well, let's talk. I mean, are we talking about baseball cards or are we talking about a menorah?
What's the difference?
Because there's something different about something that is more like associated with the kelim of the shul.
I know, but I mean, it's just a menorah. I mean, there are other ways of lighting the shul. Let's say it's a ner. It's a candle. Somebody donated donated bulbs.
Okay.
So I would have thought.
I was thinking that there's a distinction between something that goes to the functionality of the shul is really what I'm suggesting. That says that there's a value associated with ensuring that your shul doesn't get stripped of its assets.
Right, right. Dov was saying that the shul functions better when the boys have baseball cards. Yeah, right. It could be. So Amrle Rav Ami. So Rav Ami says no. This is the way Rav Yochanan learned the sugya. Lo shanu ela ledvar harishus ela dvar mitzvah moter leshanosa. Of course, when a donation is made to the shul, we can divert it if need be for dvar mitzvah. So we would be allowed to redeem Dr. Gribitz if he was taken captive, even with a donation of a menorah. So mida amar Rav Asiyam Rav Yochanan. Now a little follow up. Oved kochavim she's not even over near the Beis HaKnesses. Let's say a nadju makes a donation. Ad shelo nishtakei Hashem be'aleha aser l'shanosa. Mishnishtakei Hashem be'aleha muter l'shanosa. So that you draw a different distinction. Not dvar reshus versus dvar mitzvah yet, but you're not allowed to divert the donation of a non-Jew as long as shame ba'ala alaha. So Dov, you want to just read what does shame ba'ala mean? Rashi, the next Rashi. This is the fourth makor.
So let me talk of shame ba'ala mimena. Shadayin amrim zu hayim menorah nidavatel shaploni
ovetecha. In other words, that there's an inextricable link between the donation and the one who donated it. Okay.
You had somebody speak.
This I don't remember. Could be.
Yeah, it was speaking about basically about the role of non-Jews in as friends of, in particular, friends of Batei Knesset.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, somebody gave a one of the gave a resident and scholar lecture last year about the uncovering in Byzantine times non-Jews whose names were associated with Batei Knesset because they actually contributed to the building of the...
Yes, I think it was a Shal Shittes talk, Mark, right?
I'm sorry?
It was a Shal Shittes talk, if I remember.
No, it was a morning... I think it may have even been a morning talk.
Uh-huh.
But it was definitely... I was there also. I remember well.
Uh-huh.
And I remember well because we were talking about the need for the Jewish Center to consider going wider and further to get people to give money.
Right. So now... Okay, so now let's go back to that case where you have a non-Jew who makes a donation to the shul, and we're saying that you're not allowed to resell it or divert it for anything but its original intention as long as it's linked back to the one who donated. Everybody says, oh, that's the, down there, flat screen in the lobby, that is the flat screen of Barack Obama. Barack Obama donated a flat screen to the Jewish Center. Okay, so That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, Ad Shalom Nishak Yashem Ba'ala Oslo Shalom Mishne Yashem Ba'ala Motel Shinos Lema'ai. What do you mean? Ilem Lidvar Harashos Ma'iriya Oved Kochavim Afilu Yisrael Nami. If you're only talking about diverting it, you know, for some Dvar Rishos, which isn't inextricably a Dvar Mitzvah, so that would be true even for Yisrael, that you're not supposed to repackage or divert. Elul Dvar Mitzvah, that even for a Dvar Mitzvah, even to redeem Dr. Gribitz, you won't be able to resell Obama's flat screen. And the reason is because we're afraid that the non-Jew is going to start kvetching. And the non-Jew is going to start saying, these Jews, they're unbelievable. I donated my flat screen, and the next thing I know, they resold it, and they redeemed Gribitz with it. Aval Yisrael delo pa'i shapir dambi. So this Gemara is a very strange assumption. The Gemara assumes that a Jew wouldn't complain about something like this. Well, I don't know of any more shocking Gemara in the Bavli. It's unbelievable, but that's what the Gemara assumes. That the Jew, you know, the Jew's not going to complain. The Jew understands, look, shuls have many needs, so if you need to resell, you can resell it. Okay?
Well, for a Dvar Mitzvah, though, right?
Well, that would be true for a Dvar Mitzvah. I'm saying for a non-Jew, you wouldn't even be true for a Dvar Mitzvah, which is...
Correct, but the point is that a Jew would the Dvar Mitzvah is relevant to the Jew, it's not relevant to the non-Jew.
Possibly, I mean, again, but you would think that the non-Jew would understand if it's, you know, they had to redeem Gribitz.
For him, it's all arbitrary. I like this thing, I like this synagogue thing I'm giving to you, I don't care about Pidyon Shul. It's
choice.
The Jew doesn't have the choice.
Let Gribitz, I mean, again, there are certain pretty humanitarian things, but, you know, you would think that somebody who was so disposed to make a donation to Shul would say, you know, and again, we could ask Jacob, you know, is down at APEC where they have all these friendly non-Jews, you know, you would think that they would, you know, the whole thing is about how we understand the plight of the Jews.
Why no concept of consent here, or is that implied?
Okay, good. So that's the question, is let's say there was a T'nai.
That's right after the fact of request.
Right. So then the Gemara tells a story. Shazrak, who was a particular non-Jew, Taya, who was a traveling salesman of sorts, Indav Shragal of Eknishta de Rav Yehuda. He made a nedava. He gave Rav Yehuda Shul a candle. So Shanye Rechava. So Rechava changed it. A certain Amora changed the donation. He just diverted it to something else. V'ikbid Rava, and Rava was annoyed. Ikadam reishani Rava v'ikbid Rachba, v'ikadam reishani chas to the pupatisa, v'ikbid Rachba, v'ikbid Rava. Okay, three different versions about exactly what happened. So man deshan ye savar, the one who made the change, thought, delosh chiyach, he's not going to come around and make and file a complaint. Uman de ikbad savar zimnin de mikre vaasi. No, he sometimes does come around, and that could lead to an embarrassing situation where he says, where's the candle that I donated? And
but
we said,
that's terrible. That's horrible.
Reselling the guy's candle?
Yeah, no, but it's horrible if that's the rationale for it. I mean, in the modern parlance, you have restricted gifts and you have unrestricted gifts.
Right.
If someone gives something that's deemed a restrictive gift, you don't say, well, it's only going to stay restricted so long as I'm not worried he's going to come around and see what I'm really doing with it.
Okay. Seems like a reasonable objection. The question is whether, again, that sounds very... That gives a lot of rights to the individual. But the other side of the story...
But to me, even worse than that, it's almost suggesting that it's okay to go against what may have been the desire and the will of the individual contributor so long as you're not worried that he's going to come by and see what you did.
Correct. Because the emphasis might be that the individual has a right to donate to the community, but that's all he has the right to do. He doesn't have the right to decide.
Right.
Well, we live in a very individualistic society with a lot of autonomy, because the halacha may very well be, we have to explore this further, you're allowed to contribute to the shul, but you're not allowed to tell the shul what to do with the money, really.
Yeah, but
the answer is sure you can.
This also goes to what sort of behavior you want. In other words, if you want to encourage people to give, you tell them that we're going to respect your wishes. If you tell people, you can give me money, but I'm going to do what I please with it, you may find that people are less inclined to give to you.
And that may be a sacrifice we're willing to make. But that with communal funds, we always reserve the right to do that which is most in the need of the community, as determined by, this is an interesting question, we'll have to figure that out. But I think it's a very fascinating alternative to the modern sensibility.
Well, the difference is, though, you have to be willing. You have to tell the person up front, I'm either going, I'll take your money, but I won't respect your wishes, or I'm sorry, I can't respect your wishes, so I won't take your money.
Yeah, that would be the best possible solution.
Right. But by the way, it's
here
not
is by the way, I'll respect
modern,
your wishes so long as I know you're not around. It's totally
so
different.
Well, right, but then, right, and that's interesting. Though again, for a Jewish person. There's nothing hidden. I agree that might be an issue with the Ovid Kochan, but the Jewish person has to know that, you know, even for, a Dvar Mitzvah, they're going to override, even as long, again, even
only
before Nishtakei Hashem Ba'ala.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Only for Dvar Mitzvah.
Right, exactly. But I'm saying, even while it was still directly associated with him, whereas for a non-Jew, we have to wait till some time has passed.
I think your last Gemara was, where's the, why do you say it was reused for Dvar Mitzvah?
Oh no! That's I was just basing that off the previous Gemara. We don't have it. We don't know in the case of Shazrak what there was a. Okay, so let's now we've seen the basic Gemaras. Now let's look at three different Tosfasin in Shas about these Gemaras. Okay, and again, what we're trying to build up to Mirtz Hashem for tomorrow is, you know, how does Matanos Lev Yonim fit into this rubric? Is it similar, different, or whatever? So, okay, in the 15 minutes or so we have left, so let's take a look at Tosfos, and then quickly, and then the Rambam. So Tosfos says the following. This is Tosfos in Erechin. The Gemara said, Misha Basali Yad Gabai Aser Lishanosa, that the Rubicon is once it reaches the Yad Gabai. Once it's in the hands of the Gabbai, you can't deviate. And the Gemara was said, what about Rabbi Yanai? And we wondered, what about the Gemara in Bava Basra? Those are our two questions. So the Bali Tosa says, this Gemara is only talking about Vidafka Yachid Aval B'nei Ha'ir Rishayin Kedemash in Bava Basra. So Tosos immediately start by saying what? There's no kasha from Bava Basra. Bava Basra doesn't represent a threat to this Gemara because Bava Basra is only saying Aldas B'nei Ha'ir. Okay, and Aldas B'nei Ha'ir, even once the Kupa is the Kupa and the Tamchoy is the Tamchoy, and it's certainly Basal Yad Gabai, there's still discretion. There's still the ability to divert it. But a Yachid, right, not B'nei Ha'ir, mm-hmm. right, an individual person has no right, once something is part of a tzedakah, to divert it to anything else. And then, another restriction.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that. So
it's only the B'nai Ha'ir who have that discretion, correcto.
Who are the B'nai Ha'ir? These are the Gabbayim?
So that's not exactly. The Gabbai would be a Yachid. The B'nai Ha'ir is the group who qualifies the B'nai Ha'ir is an interesting question.
Is this the Joint Distribution Committee?
I would say a little different. In other words, let's say there are 100 full-time residents of the city. They can get together and make rules about commerce in that city and make rules about tzedakah in that city. But it's no one individual. It's the will of the tzibur.
It's some kind of committee is designated by the tzibur that grants overall authority to do things.
Correct. So, v'dafka, okay? Now, v'dafka l'dvar mitzvah. Kedamrina b'shol shmaisa gabi Yisrael, she's not even nora oner l'beis haknesses. Now, how does Tosos modify the Gemara in Bava Basra? We were shocked. L'shanosa l'chol masher yirtzu. The B'nai Ha'ir can do whatever they want with it after. He said, can they buy Yankee tickets? Can they decide that they want to go to a Broadway show? So the Bali Tosfos immediately jump in and they borrow a distinction from the Gemara in Erechin and reapply it to the Gemara in Bava Basra, and they say even the B'nai Ha'ir can't do whatever they please. The Chol Masha Yirtzu doesn't really mean the Chol Masha Yirtzu. What does it mean? Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, weiter. V'hada Amar B'asocher Ha'omnin, the Gemara that we'll see Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Samaches, Bav Metzia, Migbas Purim Lepurim, Migbas Oso Ha'ir, Leoso Ha'ir, Davka, Umichutz La'ir, Aser Lishanosa. But doesn't the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which we'll see, imply that they're really not allowed to deviate or to divert the fund, even for a Dvar Mitzvah? Because it says, Migbas Oso Ha'ir, Leoso Ha'ir, and they can't spend it outside the city. So there, he says, that's only talking about Big Gabbai, Myri. And what's the significance of it only being a Gabbai?
the lack of individual discretion.
Right, the gabbai is a yachid. Okay? The high time, and he says this is very important. This Gemara should be implied to help us understand the Gemara in Bava Kama. Yesh li ashev damin and bereish shor shen nagach Bava Kama daf lamid vav beis. Hahu gavra de taka lechavre. There was a torts case. De amrle havle palge de zuza, and the damages was assessed at half a zuz. So the damaged party said, ah. Because the settlement is so small, let's just give it to the aniyim. Hadar Amar, and then he changed his mind. He said, you know what, I could use that half zuz. Ezel v'ivri b'nafshoy. So Amalei Rav Yosef, Sir Rav Yosef, who was the dayan overseeing the case, said, I'm very sorry, you already surrendered control of this half zuz to the aniyim. Kvar zachu ba'aniyim. The aniyim were already zochan it, which sounds like they already made some kind of a kinyan in it. So v'yesh l'tmoa, so Tosa says, I don't understand. How would he ever been? Let's say there was no kinyan on the part of the aniyim. Once he said it, isn't that sufficient? So Tosa says no. V'ha'amran, oh, sorry, that was just part of the kashya. V'ha'amran, parakam, the Rosh Hashanah, v'ficha zo tzedakah. Isn't tzedakah like a neder? That once you articulate it, right, that should be sufficient for consecration. V'ficha zo tzedakah. Sort of like hektish. So Eliyahu Shlomar, so it says, shayirotzele lavotzele shanotzele pora la'achar zman. No, all that the guy, the damaged party, was saying here is, he says, I know that once I said it, it's absolutely tzedakah. All that I'm asking now is, can I, in the interregnum, borrow this half zuz from the aniyim? I donated it, but can I re-borrow it? And I'll pay it back at a later date. V'ka'amr le'i Rav Yosef, no. Shebasa li'ado v'hu gabai v'asar l'shanosa. And Rav Yosef is saying that, no, you're not b'nei ha'ir. You're just the yachid, and therefore, once it reaches the yad gabai, you're not allowed to borrow it.
So is that what the zachu was?
Kvar zachu ba'aniya means kvar higia liyad gabai. And he's a yachid, he's not b'nei ha'ir. The only halachic recourse once it reaches yad gabai is b'nei ha'ir. But again, according to this shita and tosfos, that's itself, that's not alone, right? It's not just b'nei ha'ir can have recourse, but it has to be l'dvar mitzvah. Okay, so two criterion for diversion of funds post higia liyad gabai: A, b'nei ha'ir velo yachid; 2, dvar mitzvah velo dvar rishos, according to this Tosos.
Bring us back to
Rabbi Yanai? Okay, very good. So we haven't solved exactly that problem yet. So we'll have to.
Because
Rabbi Yanai seems to be a yachid.
He is the gabbai.
Right, he's a yachid. He happens to be the gabbai. So it certainly means shigil liyad gabbai. So how, according to Tosfos, was that allowed? So of course they could say we don't paskin like that. Rabbi Yanai did something which we don't consider to be alibah de hilchasa. The other possibility is, what have we not?
You could say that he was a representative of the B'nai Ha'ir.
Possibly. Though again, Tosos doesn't seem to hold that way, because yeah. Tosos continues to assert that there's a difference between the Yachid and the Gabai, and just one second, Yachid and the Gabai and So the yachid and the gabbai are one and the same. So again, Mark, what distinction would you have to draw? Why might Rabbi Yanai be allowed to do that?
Because it hasn't you can say that the person didn't come in to borrow the money or anything like that. It was still for a tzedakah purpose.
So the Gemara seems to say something a little different, which is that shiny Rabbi Yanai, because he was able to increase the funds of the aniyim. It's not just enough to divert it to a tzedakah purpose, even though he took it for a personal loan, but that in so doing he actually increased the tzedakah. That might be the only heter left.
I, 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 okay, I, 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 Okay, I hear that. I guess I was having a blank with that because I was troubled by the risk associated with doing that.
Right. Okay. Okay. So the next two toasts in. Next toast says, "Ad shelo basli ad gabay mutar l'shanosa." This is the Gemara in Erechin, that you're allowed to divert it, but only before it gets to Yad Gabai, Mutar L'Shanosa. So Rabbeinu Baruch Piresh, Mutar L'Shanosa Mamish, that you could really change it. The Mitzvah Acharas, but he puts a break on, and he says, though even before it gets to Yad Gabai, there are certain restrictions. The articulation itself renders it, there's a sort of a chalos for Dvar Mitzvah. You can change it from tzedakah to another mitzvah. Liad gabai, okay, that you can do a mitzvah acheres. Aval lishna lishanosa lo mashma kein. Kach matzasi kasev v'tosas harav Rabbeinu Moshe me'avira miksivas achiv. Okay, so the, go ahead, Joseph.
I have to go. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. See you later, Jacob. The recording will be online. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. So again, there was some document that was found between these two brothers who were Balei Tosfos. So again, there's this cryptic line here that Lishanosa lo mashma kein. Lishanosa doesn't sound like, you know, that you're allowed to divert it to a dvar mitzvah. So does Tosfos think that you should be more or less permissive? So Upiresh, Tosfos explains, Lo mashal l'shanosa l'mitzvah acheres, l'el kamer mitzvah l'shanosa bein hu bein acher, haino l'lavosa. V'sumi d'amar v'harabiyane yazif, mashma d'lavosa kamar. So Tosfos restricts it even further. He says, no. L'shanosa, mitzvah l'shanosa doesn't mean that you can do whatever mitzvah you want with it prior to reaching the gabbai. All it means is that you're allowed to borrow it. Hirkach nira lomar dilalavosa ka'amar avalishanosa vaday aser kinami lo basaliad gabai avalilavosa ka'amar umisha basaliad gabai aser lilavosa. Wow. So Tosfos says something shocking. Tosfos says basically the way it works is that once you articulate the desire to give something to tzedakah, once you articulate that, even prior to it reaching the Yad Gabai, you can't even divert it to another mitzvah. The only thing that you're allowed to do is borrow the money and repay that exact sum to tzedakah. Once it reaches Yad Gabai, you can't even do that. Now, the only problem we have, if that's just very restrictive, that would be machlokes between Tosfos and another one of the Balei Tosfos, Rabbeinu Baruch. So the only question that we then have is that how did Rabbi Yannai do what he did? Because Rabbi Yannai made a personal loan. He took a personal loan, Mishe Gilead Gabai. Okay? That's what we'd have to explain.
That wouldn't help, according to Tosfos
just asked, well, maybe he used it for mitzvah. But Tosfos is saying, Dafka, that doesn't help. And not only does it not help after he Gilead Gabai, even before he Gilead Gabai, it wouldn't be enough. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
But the question again, which we're still, I guess, exploring, is: was it really a loan that Rabbi Yannai was taking? In other words, it seems in the first one, the concept of the love, the lavasa is a real loan. In other words, you're really using it because you need it for something else, and then you're going to give it back. In the case of Rabbi Yannai, he was very clear that he was only doing this "quote unquote" loan so that he could actually grow the amount of money.
Right, so it's certainly a loan, but it's a complex situation where, because again, it's both at the same time his own purposes, but I wouldn't just say a communal need,
but
which
that's
is
what I'm saying. Is it so clear? And maybe I misunderstood this.
No, it is a personal loan. It's certainly a personal loan. He's taking the money and using it to buy.
Well, actually, how do we know that he spent it?
A chair for himself. Yosef.
Rabbi Yannai. He actually used it as a personal loan.
Yeah, all the Rishonim explain, according to Rabbeinu Gershom. Everybody agrees that he used it. He used the money.
It wasn't just accounting. He didn't just take it off balance.
No, he used it. He used it for personal purposes, but the heter seems to be that in so doing, not just a communal need was served, but tzorach aniyim was served. So we still have to wonder what the parameters of that heter are. But now Tosfos says, V'hadukah amar perikam deva v'asra rishayim b'nei er lasos kubatam chai hainu b'rishos b'nei ha'ir. Aval gabai atzmo aser. Okay? They again say, drawing on the distinction we saw in the Tosfos in Erech and the previous Tosfos, Tosfos L'shitasam says, you know, B'nai Ha'ir is a different story altogether. B'nai Ha'ir can do things that Gabbai cannot do. V'omer Ri, okay, the great Ri, the nephew of Rabbeinu Tam, says, D'hasam Rishayim L'shnosa Shelo L'dvar Mitzvah. Rakshehei Tzarchei Tzibor. So here we have a machlokas between the Ri and the previous day in Tosfos that we saw in the previous Tosfos, namely that B'nai Ha'ir, according to previous Tosfos, were limited by Dvar Mitzvah. The Ri says, no, they're not limited by Dvar Mitzvah. It just has to be Rak Sheyehei Tzarchei Tzibor. Okay, hang on to that, because we're going to have a three-tiered spectrum in the Bali Tosfos. So we have Tosfos themselves, which said the Gemara and Baba Basra, even the B'nai Ha'ir, are limited by Dvar Mitzvah 1. Mm-hmm. Ri is saying, no, they're not limited by Dvar Mitzvah. What the Gemara meant when it says, L'shanosu l'chol ma'ashe yirtu, it means...
That's what the B'nai Ha'ir themselves need as a community.
Good. So then the Ri comes back and he says, V'yesh li zari milavos mos saka ha'ir mishabas liyad gabai afilu birshus ha'kahal nami kivan she'en ze tzarchei tzibor kach matzasi kasev. And the Ri paskin this way. He said, once the B'nai Ha'ir raised a certain amount of money for tzedakah, the kahal, the B'nai Ha'ir, the communal will, can divert that to a different tzarchei tzibor. But it can't just loan it to a person, because that's not Tzarchei Tzibor, that's helping a particular individual. I don't mean loan it in the form of tzedakah. I mean, like, you know, say, okay, we'll just loan this money and we'll get it back. That they can't do. They could invest in the defenses of the city. They could invest in a bridge in the city. Tzarchei Tzibor. They couldn't invest.
Okay, so Tzarchei Tzibor as a category isn't necessarily tzedakah. In fact, it isn't tzedakah.
Tzedakah isn't. That's what the Ri is saying.
Yeah.
Is saying that it's not Dvar Mitzvah, it's the infrastructure of the city. So now, expanding it out even further, arguably, I wasn't happenstance that I had just mentioned the Ri as the nephew of Rabbeinu Tam, take a look at Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. L'shanos l'chol ma'ashirtzu. Again, we have two deos so far. The first day in the Baal Tosfos, l'shanos l'chol ma'ashirtzu, is only Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, the second day is the day of the Ri, it's Tzarchei Tzibor. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, near Rabbeinu Tam, diachol l'shanoso afilu l'dvar harishos. Af al gav demrin berachin perakam ahaim andanat of shrag l'vekinishos l'shanos l'dvar harishos. That you're never allowed to divert donations to the tzibur for dvar harishos. Remember, no many hasam over pruta l'zaka ashlo bosi yad gav mishlos l'shanos yad gabai yos l'shanos l'dvar harishos. Once it reaches the yad gabai, it can't be diverted for dvar harishos. Ha, this case is different. Why? Shebnei Ha'ir Mishanin Osa Shiny. Since it's Bnei Ha'ir, they have that license. Lefikach Moser Lechanosa Afilu Dvar Rishus Vafilu Bal Yadagabai Vechain Haya Rabbeinu Tam Noheg Lases Maus Hakupa. Again, the Kupa was the fund that was raised weekly for purposes of sustaining the poor of that city for Shabbos. L'shomrei ha'ir. So he would divert it, if need be, to pay the salary of whom?
The watchman of the city.
City defense. L'fisha aldas b'nei ha'ir nos nimosam. And the conceptual framework for that is because it's aldas b'nei ha'ir.
So everyone consents in this. Everyone is involved and everyone understands that this is exactly what could happen.
Or the other way, not that it's in advance, it's that as a community they've decided to divert. Right, Mark, you're suggesting that it's because they know in advance this could happen, but that could be the case for anything, right? Whatever the rules are, the rules are. You know that in advance.
There are two ways of looking at that, but for just to back it up for 1 second, my suffix about Rabbeinu Tam is, does he really mean Dvar Rishus, anything they want? Because the example given is that the classical example of what? Of Tzarchei Tzibor, of his nephew's Shita. So we have either two or three Shitas, depending on what Rabbeinu Tam really means.
Tzarchei Tzibor.
Clearly, that's the prototypical case of Tzarchei Tzibor. So what do the Tzibor need more than civic?
The Ri and Rabbeinu Tam are not any different.
I'm not sure.
Right,
I'm just raising a suffix about that.
You're suggesting
that the Ri is just explicating what Rabbeinu Tam meant, and he said, not Dvar Rishos, Dvar Rishos. So again, we have two or three shitos. Rabbeinu Tam might be saying Dvar Rishos, Dvar Rishos. Right? Tosos themselves may be saying, no, only Dvar Mitzvah. Even though the Gemara sounds much more permissive than that, Mutar L'Shanos L'Chol Ma She'Yirtzu. And then you may have the Ri in the middle, which, not Dvar Rishos, but not only Dvar Mitzvah, Tzarchei Tzibur. That would be the range of Shitos regarding what B'nai Ha'ir could do. Again, none of this would help the Gabbai. And even more so, we saw just Shita in Tosos that Mishahigia Liad Gabbai, right, we normally thought that was a critical time point, that we backed it up and we said, no, articulation is a critical time point. The only thing that changes Mishahigia Liad Gabbai is that you can no longer, right, retract for purposes of a loan. Right, that what we're saying is Mishagiliad Gaba, you can't then take that money back and say, okay, I know it's stuck, let me just give me the $100 now and I'll pay back tomorrow. Mishagiliad Gaba, before it reached Yad Gaba, you could. But even Lashanosala Mitzvah Acheres, Tosso said he was skeptical of before he Giliad Gaba. So then we would have this amazing range in terms of the difference between the power of the Yachid and the power of the Bnei Ha'ir, the Kahal, the Tzibur. Okay, so just to finish off today, just two more minutes. The Rambam says the following. This is Perek Ches from Hilchos.
Go ahead. So the Tosfos, the various Shitos and Tosfos that are speaking about permissive circumstances, are that they're only talking about the Kupa and any
communal fund.
They're only talking about communal funds.
Right. Right.
And we know that because why? Why is that? Why does their opinion can't possibly apply to an individual?
Well,
I mean, it's...
Well, the Gemara, the way the Baal Tosfos has to understand it is that this is the unique power of the Bnei Ha'ir, because the Gemara specifies that the Bnei Ha'ir can do this. Bnei Ha'ir is shining l'shanos and mikupla tam chai tam chalakut.
These are all on the Bnei Ha'ir issue.
Right.
Which only come up in the concept of the kupa.
Right.
Or the tam chai.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so the Rambam says the following. Based on the Gemara that we saw, the Gemara in Erechin, where the Gemara compared tzedakah in a certain sense to hekdesh, in a certain sense to neder. Hatzedakah harehi bichlal ha-nedarim. So the Rambam doesn't just say, Mark, what's the deal here? We said maybe all the Gemara meant is that tzedakah isn't a neder, it just shares a property of a neder, namely bal te'acher, that you have to pay it on time. But what is the Rambam saying?
Rambam's taking a completely clear view, unequivocal view, that it is, in fact...
It is a neder. It's bichlal nedarim. It's a neder. Lefikach, omer harei alai selet tzedakah, o harei selet zo tzedakah. Whether it's harei alai, the neder formulation, or harei zo, which is the nedava formulation, chayav lisna le'aniyim miyad, right? That you have to do it right away.
So none of these Rabbi Yanai shenanigans.
Vim Icher, well, right, it's okay, so Rabbi Yanai we'll have to see. Vim Icher, and if you delay even a little bit, over Bebal Teacher, Sherei Biyad Litein Biyad, Ve'aniyim Mitzuyin Hein. Okay, Ein Sham Aniyim, let's say there are no Aniyim. So you say, look, it's not my fault, I don't want to be over Bebal Teacher, but I have no choice. Ein Sham Aniyim. Then what do you do? Mafresh umaniach. You have to separate out the money from the rest of your funds. Ad sheyimtza aniyim. Vim hisne shelo yitein ad sheyimtza ani. But if you made a tnai that you're not going to separate out until you actually encounter the ani, eino tzarech lahafresh, obviously. V'chein im hifresh b'shash another bitzdako iznadiv osesh yuagabayim reshen l'sanosa l'tzarf abizav hare elu mutarin. Again, Mark, this is your point from before, that the individual should be allowed to express his desire. So if the individual gave rishus for the Gabai Ha'ir to take his small coins and combine them with others to make larger coins, okay, that's permissible as well. Of course, then to give those larger coins to tzedakah. But what the Rambam is just pointing out here is it doesn't have to be dafka. This seems funny to us in our banking system because we don't really deal with coins themselves, right? We deal with theoretical money on paper. or in a spreadsheet or whatever, or a credit. But that, of course, is mutter, says the Rambam, because it's not about the specific coins. If you give rishus, it's about the result. Okay, so echad omer sel zol tzedaka omer harei alai tzedaka vehi frisho. Okay, once you articulate and you say sel zol tzedaka, or you say harei alai tzedaka, im ratza l'shanoso be'acher mutter. Okay? If you want to replace it again with different money, it doesn't mean that you don't have to give this to tzedakah. That's why the Rambam said it's a neder. You do have to give this schum to tzedakah. But if you want to replace coin A with coin B, that's mutter. V'im higia liyad hagabai asal l'shanoso. Okay? How did the Rambam minimize the Gemara in Erechin in terms of higia liyad gabai versus lo higia liyad gabai? He says it's only relevant in terms of switching the physical coin. But it makes no difference in terms of your obligation. He's even more restricted than the Bali Tosfos. Remember, the Bali Tosfos were very machmer. They said, once you say it, it's certainly tzedakah. The only question is whether you're able to loan this amount and then pay it back at a later date. The Rambam doesn't even seem to think you could loan it. What he's saying is that the only question is whether you could just switch the physical coin at that point. Okay? V'im yishigil yadigabay asos shenosu v'im ratzah gabayim v'tzarifim asos zinarim in rishalin imin ella im ein shamaniyam l'chalik mitzarifin l'chem. And he says, if there were poor people right then and there, the gabayim wouldn't even be able to take four quarters and make a dollar out of it. They just have to give it out right away. Okay? Avalola atzman. They can't even do that for themselves. Let's say they need... Basically, the point is that let's say you had a gabbai who wanted to get a soda from a vending machine. He couldn't take the four quarters and stick them into the vending machine and then throw a dollar from his wallet. That doesn't look right.
Isn't it the other problem that you're more worried about? Someone gives you a $100 bill and you have five aniyim. Now what are you going to do?
Right, that would be an issue. That would be an issue. For that reason, the Gemara always requires multiple people present. For Mark's issue, because Mark is saying, let's say you just have one coin, and you've got five aniyim, what do you do?
What do you mean the Gemara requires multiple people?
Multiple people present, just to show, this is what's going on. We had a $100 bill, we're now changing.
Oh, you mean making the change.
Yeah, exactly, people. Exactly. For that reason. It actually requires
we haven't gotten to that Gemara
yet. A base din of shalosh. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't even going to talk about that, because that's more of a tactical issue. Yeah. Now, Mark, here's your Rabbi Yanai. Hayalaniyim hanoa bi'ikov hama'os bi'ad hagabai, kidei lasos la'cherim litain. Harei oso hagabai mutalalavos osam hama'os shalaniyim uporeya, shatzdaka eno kehekte sh'asr le'anos pe'o. Remember the Gemara in Erechin said, tzedaka is more like an edder than it is like hektesh. What does that mean? The Gemara said, "Mutar liishtamushe be." You can use tzedakah. Obviously, you can't use tzedakah. So, what does the Gemara mean? So, the Rambam says a very limited case. Case is if it's good for the aniyim. Hayil aniyim hanoa biikov hamaos biad hagabai. Let's say it's good for the gabai, good for the aniyim. If for whatever reason the gabai should hold on to the money, kidei laasos laacherim litain, so that he could inspire others to give. This is obviously based on the Rabbi Yanai case.
The opposite.
No, well, Rabbi Yanai,
and wasn't holding the money.
Rabbi Yanai took the money for himself to generate a hana for the aniyim. All the Rambam is saying here is that the gabbai is doing is he's holding the money, he's not distributing it yet, so that he can get other people to give. Okay, let's say that's a hana to the aniyim.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite. It may have the same purpose, but it's the same opposite.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the same purpose, but
it's opposite method.
Yes, exactly. It's fair. Hare oso gabai mutla lavos osamamo shaniyim uporeya. So, an application of this would be exactly the case of Rabbi Yanai, the Rambam says, is that the gabai could then borrow, let's say, even for himself the money, and, so that other people would immediately give, and this gabai will pay back later. Shetzedaka ena kehektesh. If it were hektesh, you couldn't pull a stunt like this because it would be hektesh. And you can't just borrow hektesh and pay it back later. But the gabbai would be able to do this if it was a hana for the aniyim. Okay, the next case is just straightforward. That's just the case of nidava to the Beis HaKnesses. So that's not, we already saw in the Gemara, there's no chidushim there in the Rambam. Okay, so this is everything we saw today. God willing, tomorrow, what we're going to take a look at is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which seems to say that Purim is a category unto itself, even within Bnei Ha'ir. So just to review, we saw that Bnei Ha'ir have much more license than a Yachid or a Gabbai. Bnei Ha'ir's license, right, may stretch as far l'shanosa l'dvar rishus Rabbeinu Tam, for the Ritzar Chetzibor, for the Bali Tosus Dvar Mitzvah. But nobody thinks that the Bnei Ha'ir can't change it for a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay. Nobody said that. So when we get to the Gemara Bava Metzia, God willing, tomorrow, what we'll see is that Purim might be an exception to that rule.
It might be like Beit HaKnesses.
Beis HaKnesses,
right,
you can change for a Dvar Mitzvah from a Jew. For a non-Jew, because of, you know, appearance issues, or you just you don't want to make trouble. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let's hold it up there, and we'll pick it up, God willing, tomorrow.
Okay. Have a good day, everyone.
Okay.
And I'm going to try. I'm unsure about tomorrow, but I'll email you earlier and let you know what my schedule looks like.
We'll miss you.
I'll let you know.
Okay. So are you in Warsaw tomorrow?
I'm still in Warsaw tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
Day.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, so that's for you and Sharon,
thank
obviously.
You very much. Thank you.
So we wanted you and Sharon.